I apologize again against this ballot, too. The bicycles are supposed to be a very important ballot. It didn't get going anymore. But I think this morning I'm back in shape, so tonight we'll have the regular ballot. It'll be a night Seder Mitzvah Shem, and we will continue with our Mesil Sashon. But the field will have to wait a week, so you keep on not dabbing properly.
We do double?
What?
Let's do both.
What?
We do both?
We do both. I don't get such a high salary. It's regularly. It's by the word. Yeah, exactly. Well, later on, it seems in the lake of bananas. Mishnah doesn't show bananas. Who's bananas? Never heard of him before. Iki banana. So Amar Kesa Elul Bom Deshuva Shav. What's the story over there? The story over there is a story which is not our topic. A guy went to a storekeeper and he told the storekeeper, pay out my son or my workers the schar. The guy has a grocery store, makolet, and he told him, I want to either you give my son and I'll pay you, or my worker, I want him to get his wages from the store. Inevitably, what happened was that they both come to the guy and they say, the worker comes and says, I didn't get my wages, and the balach hanus, so the balach hanus says, I paid you. So the Chazal made a takon over there that they both swear and they get. And Anna said, "Case of El Bon de Shuva Shav. You can't have a Shuva Shav." So the Gemara's Kasha is, especially Kasha, in the middle of like a vacuum over here. The Gemara's Kasha is that over here, the Mishnah is a Shuva Shav, Zemar Kulashuli. And it's a Shuva Shav. The swing is up, which is fundamentally not true. Each guy said Kulashuli. Everything Gemara. I feel the term banana over there when each guy says that I didn't get the money and I gave out the money, one of them is for sure lying. We both picked it up together and it's half and a half, so it's not a shop, says Rashi. Chamboni has a ledger. The poil and the cell of Moyes, and yet I have a storm, while I didn't sell it. Who am I a Sati? Who am I a Lady Talti? Shname Tavin is Balabai, Shname is Bomb and Oilin, the Balabai. So I'm going to ask it, Ailu, Ailu, Bomb is a Shuashov, El Shname Nutlin, Bulay Shuashov, Dushu. Amber Bahadi Adodi Agwo, Lemetia. Cholachot Vechot, Sober, Anik Batia Trilo, the Kurushali, the Mishtabo, Hetz, the Kushta Mishtabo, the Emekos, the Emperor, not Misham, the Shname is Rasa. But if you make it back in Rashi, murder the Kadir. If you make some back in Rashi, Rashi says, what do you more say? The more he asked what I would call, by the way, an outside kasha. That when you come to Bezdin over here, each guy is swearing half his mind, so one of them is swearing shav, it's a shav. Says the Gemara, no, it's not dafik shav, it could be they both picked it up together. Says Rashi, a knech, sofer ani egbat tchilo. He made a mistake, he thought he picked it up first. Frekta b'kiv egger, why does Rashi have to eat that on? The Gemara said it to us, by the way, the Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara just says, it could be they both picked it up, so it's not shav. We don't want a shvua sworn in Bezdin, that's shav. We don't want a shvua that's sworn in Bezdin, that's absolute checker. It's not an absolute checker, because it could very well be they both picked it up, and it's half and half, so it's not a shvua shav. Rashi is on a knech, and I thought it was Rashi on, I picked it up. What does Rashi want? The Gemara's teretz is self-evident. The Gemara's teretz speaks for itself. The Gemara's teretz is clear. What did Rashi have to get on, and I thought I picked it up together? What does Rashi want? The Gemara said, both guys picked it up together. So it's not a Shavuot Shav, as if Rabbi Kivega on Rashi. So Rabbi Kivega, a Chiddush in Rashi. The Rashi held, in order not to be a Shavuot Shav, it has to be that Lefi their Tainis, there's a reasonable chance they picked it up together. That means, if you ask me in reality, could it be that each guy picked it up together? Yes. Could it be in reality it's not a Shavuot Shav? Yes. But Lefi their Tainis is not like that. Because he said Kulushali. So the possibility of Higbiut Biyachad, they both picked it up together, Hadodi, there is such a possibility, but it's not within their tightness, because they said Kulushali, Zamer Kulushali. Said Rashi that Sovereisi, they made a mistake, so the possibility of Emru Hadodi Agbur could live within their tightness, because Sovereisi, I made a mistake. But even if their tightness, even if their tightness, is a reasonable possibility that they both picked it up together. Ad Khan, Divya Rabbi Kivega. Rabbi Kivega's Diyuk in Rashi teaches us that in order to take it out of the world of Shav, it's not enough that in reality you could both be picked up together. It's not enough. In order to take it out of the world of Shav, it has to be that the possibility that it's not Shav could live with the Tainus. Atkan, Divrei Rabbi Akiva Eiger, and Rashi. Now, up till now, I set a klal in the world of Shav. In the world of Shua, Shav. And of course, you don't want a person to come along and swear Shua. That's fundamentally not true. So you came along and you found a possibility that it could be true, but it's not a possibility that it could exist in the world of their time. That's not called. That's not called you took care of Shav. That's not called you took care of Shav. That's called Shav. It has to be that in the world of their time is such a possibility could exist that they both picked it up together, but they made a mistake. And then that takes it out of Shav. Interesting Rashi. I want to point out that Rashi is going against the Pashem Shalom, the Gemara. The Gemara doesn't say this. The Gemara says that in order that it shouldn't be Shav, it's enough. They both picked it up together. The Tesis Rosh argues for sure on the way Rabbi Akiva Eiger learned Rashi. For sure. For sure. The Tesis Rosh for sure argues, and it's interesting, Machlekes, and I want to say something here. The Tesis Rosh over here asks a question. It says that you're telling me that it's not called a Shavuah Shav because it could be both picked up together? That's good in the ratio where Zayim HaChetzi Shuli is Zayim HaChetzi Shuli. But in the Sefer, one guy gets 3 quarters, one guy gets a quarter, so one guy says swears 3 quarters, one guy swears a quarter. How in the world do you get to a quarter? How in the world do you get to a quarter? Technical kasha. How could the Gemara say that it's not called the Shavuah Shav? That's good in the ratio where one guy says Chetzi, one guy says Chetzi. So they both picked it up together. They both picked it up together, so it's not a Shavuah Shav. But in the case of the Sefer, 3 quarters and a quarter. How do you get to 3 quarters and a quarter? Explain to me the situation. He said, Kula Shali, he said, Chetzi Shali. So we give you a half, 3 quarters, we give you a quarter. Now you're swearing. You're swearing 3 quarters and you're swearing a quarter. One of you is swearing Shav. What do you mean? They both picked it up 3 quarters and a quarter? You can say, people, if they picked it up together, so they have half-half. If they didn't pick it up together, so it's Kula Shali. Where do you get the 3 quarters and a quarter? How do you get the 3 quarters and a quarter? That it shouldn't be Shav. That has to be a reality. How do you create a reality of 3 quarters and a quarter? How do you create a reality that a person got 3 quarters and a quarter? Halla, he didn't tie in our quarter, by the way. He tied in Chetzi, correct? Says the Tosafot of Shtuterotzen. Two technical cases. Teretz number one is that the way it was 3 quarters and a quarter was that you all know that the two ways to be kind of a talus. You can pick up a talus, hagbah, and then it depends how much of the talus you pick it up. And then there's how much is in your hand, mamish. So you could have 3 quarters and a quarter. I had 3 quarters and a quarter. I had 3 quarters of the talus. No, I want to explain the kasha. You picked it up together, you didn't pick it up together. You picked it up together, it's half-half. If you didn't pick it up together, it's all or nothing. How do you get the 3 quarters and a quarter? Says the Tais Rosh, I have 2 cases how you can get the 3 quarters and a quarter. One case you can get the 3 quarters of a quarter is that you grab 3 quarters with your hand, and when it's in your hand, I don't care if it's somebody else, because whatever's in your hand is yours. So your hand grabbed exactly 3 quarters of the talus. That's how you get the 3 quarters and a quarter. I repeat again, if you didn't grab the talus in your hand and you just picked it up at the edges, so either it's half-half or it's all or nothing, how do you get the 3 quarters and a quarter? So one eight says, Anachanami, I didn't pick it up at the edges, but I grabbed the talus in my hand and I had 3 quarters of the talus in my hand, literally. What's the second teretz he gives? Then Anachanami, how'd you get to a half? How'd you get to a quarter? Because when you picked it up, you both picked it up at the edge. But you only had das to be kind of a quarter. You lied. You said you wanted to be kind of half. Lamaisa, what happened? Now, the Tosafos is trying to carve out a technicality. How do you get to 3 quarters and a quarter when 2 people pick up a talus? See, he says there's 2 cases how you get to 3 quarters and a quarter. Either one guy grabbed 3 quarters of the talus, mamish in his hand, in which case he's kind of, or we say that they both picked it up together. One guy had das to be kind of the whole thing. Another guy had das only to be kind of a quarter. He only had das to be kind of a quarter to begin with. If you about the only had das to be kind of a quarter, that's how he got the quarter. 1 second. Those are the 2 terots of the Tosafos says. How you can end up with 3 quarters and a quarter that it shouldn't be Shav. How did you get to 3 quarters and a quarter? A technical question. How did you get to 3 quarters and a quarter? How did you get there? Either I grabbed 3 quarters of the talus in my hand, or the guy who picked it up only had das to be kind of a quarter. In fact, everybody, take for example the second Tosafot of the Tosafot Rosh. Did that fit with his taina? Because that fit with his taina? He said I was kind of half. Now you only had das to be kind of a quarter. There's no mistake there. When you pick up both together the talus, you can make a mistake. You thought you picked it up together, and you didn't. You picked it up together all the way around. But over here, how'd you get to a quarter? You didn't get to a quarter because you picked it up together. You got to a quarter because you picked it up, and you had das to be kind of a quarter, right? Now, you didn't say that. What did you say? You said before, chetzi shali. So you lied. You explicitly said a half, and why are we giving you a quarter? Why isn't it called a shuva shal? Because it could be that lamita shadavra, you weren't kind of a half. You're only kind of a quarter. That's very nice. That's not shuva, but it doesn't stem with your tainus. That doesn't stem with your tainus. We have a world war over here between Rashi and the Tosafos of Rosh. that we will go over here between Rashi and the Tosafot Rosh, in order that it shouldn't be a Shvuah Shav, do I need that Lefi time the same is not a Shvuah Shav? The Rashi holds. Or I need that it should be a Shvuah Shav, I need in reality to be a Shvuah Shav. Most of the cases of the Tosafot Rosh is reality. It doesn't stick with the time. The guy said, yes, how'd you get to a quarter? It's Shav. Yeah, the guy's swearing a quarter is mine, you're swearing Shav. No, the answer is it could be a quarter because it could be you only adopted the kind of quarter. What do you mean? You said explicitly I'm going to AF. That can't stem with your tightness. But in reality, I can get to a quarter. State in the Tosafot Rosh, that in order to take something out of Shav, I don't care about your tightness. All I care about is what? Is the reality. And the what do you call it? And the Rashi holds that when I talk about Shvuah Shav, I have to take into account the fee your tightness. A machlekes Rashi and the Tosafot Rosh. I wonder, is this connected to the machlekes of the Rashi and the Tosafot Rosh back by Vader Ramai? I wonder. Rashi back by Vader Ramai said that by Vader Ramai, when we decide whether or not you say achleku, we look at what? We look at your tainus. The Rosh argued, right? The Rosh said, I don't care about your tainus, as long as the state of the Achleiku. Are these two machlekes connected? Lav dafka. There are two different agendas. The agenda number Aleph by Vader Ramai is, do you do Achleiku? Do you do Achleiku when it doesn't stand with the tainus? The agenda over here is what? Not Achleiku. What's the agenda this Gemara is talking about? Shua Shav. Is Yeshua, Shua Shav, is Yeshua an absolute lie? Rashi says, by the way, the Pashto is Tosafot Rosh. When I want to find out whether something is Shvuah Shav, why should I look at reality? Why should I look at your tainus? Rashi says, no, I look at your tainus. And Tosafot Rosh says, no, I look at the reality. If the reality is somewhere we can slip by that there's some sort of quarter over here, that's enough. As long as we can get to a revia, that's okay. Machlekes Tosafot Rashi and Tosafot Rosh in the Machlekes of Shvuah. Now, we have two Machlekes which are similar. I'm putting up a parallel here. By Vader Ramai Rashi held, we don't give Yachleiku because it's not a psakel for your tainus. The Rosh argues. Over here, they argue about Shvuah Shav, whether or not I take into account your tightness or not. I wonder whether the two machlekes are connected. It's food for thought for the Olam. The second food for thought for the Olam is something very interesting, which I'm sure you all had shared this morning when you saw the Tosafot Rosh. Tosafot Rosh, yes, the Gemara here says, not a Shvuah Shav, because it could be they both picked it up together. How do you get to three quarters and a quarter? So I'm sure you all wondered, why did Tosafot Rosh wait till over here to ask the Kasha? Why did he ask the Kasha in Bezim et Aleph when we introduced the concept called Chalukah Chayil Asemes? Halloy, well, the Yishayim agree that the Yisoid of why we do Chalukah in the Mishnah is why it has to be Chalukah Chayil Asemes, correct? So why, Mimrecha Yovi Lachma, why did they wait to ask the Kasha Dafka over here? They asked the Kasha over here, that how could you tell me that, what, that it's not Shvuah Shav, because it's Hadodi, right? How do you get the 3 quarters and a quarter? I have a bigger kasha. How do you make a chalukah in the Mishnah Bechal? It's not your chalukah yasemetz. How do you get the 3 quarters and a quarter? How did the case happen? How do you do 3 quarters and a quarter? Chalukah yasemetz? How? Mishnah says, I'm an alpha, Rabbi Mike. Chalukah, you 3 quarters and a quarter? You need chalukah yasemetz? I can't hear you. No, but Tosafot brings it down already. The Rosh brings it down already. They should have missed the kasha. Nah, it's not a kishmak. It could be. You're telling me that he's asking the kasha? It could be. If you're happy with that, I'm fine. Ishlaim was a hatev. Is the kasha only over here, or it's over etzim? This kasha is a kasha b'chal in the Mishnah. How can you do yachleku? It's not chalukah chayil asemes. What's the case? 1 second. That's the Gemara Bananas. Listen carefully now. The next piece of Gemara is one of the important Gemaras in Shas. Ben Negeah Tosfeik of the Moment. Gemara says Big Yisoid is over here. And there's a machlekes in the next piece of Gemara between Rashi and the Tosafot Rosh, Rabbeinu Peretz, and Tosafot on every line in the Gemara. Literally every line. They have two different Gemaras. And the two different Gemaras are two different Yesaidis and two different topics. As we're going to see, Behachov Gedoel Ma'od. Ma'od. Yeah. And, slip. Yeah. That's from Rabbi Elephant. He's Balabatish. Yeah. Yeah. What is it? These are the guys have here. It wasn't even a slip. I was trying to say something else, but it's okay. Yeah. Listen carefully now. I'm saying introduction today, and then I have to get to work. I'm going to spend 2 days on Rashi now, and then we'll see Tosis. There's a whole mice over here. Talk to you tomorrow. Look inside every word. I want to give an introduction from the Gemara inside, and then I'll tell you what you need to work on, okay? It's a very, very complicated and interesting Gemara. All the Pratim in Rashi are all the Shitasa, as we're going to see, the Rabbanim. Zakti Gemara, Leitma Masis and Delikti Sumpes. Leitma Masis and Delikti Sumpes, Dikti Sumpes, Amar Momen, Amutu Sopa Chokin, Beloi Shvua. Sumpes, Baba Kama, Gabi Shosh, and Agar, Gaza Pov, and Imtsu Uvitz, Ida. Rabbi say, bear with me now, listen carefully to the introduction. We've been getting a whole flow now for a few days. Gemara starts off and says, our Mishnah, what's the Gemara's kasha? The Gemara's kasha is on the Shvor. Look inside the Gemara's kasha. Slowly. So the Gemara came along and said that our Mishnah doesn't shlim with Sumchis, because according to Sumchis, there shouldn't be a Shvor. Okay? That means the Mishnah, the Gemara started off and said, it says in the Mishnah, you swear? That doesn't shlim with Sumchis. Sumchis says we do Yachlika without a Shvor. Fekich HaKasha, I'm starting with kasha number one. By the way, I understand. And later up on it, it's better. And later up on it, it's better. Are you going to tell me what do you mean? That's the Gemara's kasha, the next line. That's not the Gemara's kasha, the next line. We'll get to the Gemara's kasha, the next line, okay? That's not the Gemara's kasha, the next line. And I'll explain by Chopa what I want to ask. Sumpas and the Rabbanon have a famous machlekes in Shas, one of the famous machlekes in Noshim Nezikin. Let's talk about it for 2 minutes. I printed out for you one of the classic cases. We'll talk about the case I printed out for you, Shosha Nagar Chasapora. And him to Uber Betida, right? Ashar Shteis the Parah, killed the Parah, and he found an Uber on the side. We don't know, was the Uber before the Nikicha or after the Nikicha? So the Bala Parah, the Bala Uber, comes to the Bala Shar and says, give me money, pay me for the Uber. Say the Rabbanan, which is a couple, it's a bit of override. Sumchi says, Mom and Amut Musafik, Cholkin. And believe it or not, the Bala Shar has to take out of his pocket half the money and pay. Fine, very good. So what's the machlokes sumchus and rabbanon? Let's go slowly. Machlokes sumchus and rabbanon is, in a story like that, where one guy's a mochzik, I repeat, one guy's a mochzik. Well, who's a mochzik? The Bala Shor, he has the money. He has the money. And the Bala Paro wants to go take the money from the Bala Shor. Let's go slowly, let's break it down. Correct? So the Bala Shor says to the Bala Paro, let's make a Bala Raya, that's the rabbanon. What does sumchus hold? Echoliku. Moman, hamutu, vasaf, echolken, sumchus is the chiddish, he doesn't hold the money to make a Bala Raya. He doesn't hold the cheskes mamon. Sumchi says we do yachleiku. There's a suffix. The Bala Shor has to pay the Bala Paro for the half the over. Sumchi and the Rabbanon, watch the kasha I'm going to ask now. Sumchi and the Rabbanon never had a machlekes about shvus. They had an all-out, extreme machlekes, hametz mechavel varaya or yachleiku. They never argued about shvus. They never had a machlekes, you swear, you don't swear. They never had a machlekes about that. Never. Now, in our Mishnah, what's the din? Yachleiku. Everybody agrees it's in Yachleiku, correct? For some reason, in our Mishnah, you swear. So, where's there, what's it with Machlekes Sumchus and Rabbanon? Where did you find, what's the Gemara saying? Our Mishnah, which says that you do Yachleiku with a Shvuah, doesn't shtem with Sumchus. And who does it shtem with? And who does it shtem with? With Rabbanon. Rabbanon said anything about Shvuah. Rabbanon said they don't hold up Yachleiku. So what happens is more mechutin with sumchus than with rabbanon. You'll ask me that's the kasha of the gemara. I'll show you in a minute. That's not the kasha of the gemara. That's not the kasha of the gemara. I'll show you. That's not the kasha of the gemara. So I'm asking kasha number one. Kasha number one is it's mashman the gemara that like rabbanon and it makes sense why you swear and according to sumchus not kushya neirah number one of this gemara is we never found the machlekes of sumchus and the rabbanon. They argue about shuvos. They argue whether yachleku or it's a real right. Now in our mishnah there is yachleku and in our mishnah there is shuvah. Where'd you find a machlekes sumchus and rabbanon about such a thing? I'll say better. You have a problem over here that why is there a shvuah? So why is it better later rabbanon? That's the way I'm asking the kasha. What's up with the lekes sumchus? What's up with the sumchus, Michal? I mean, you have a problem. Why do you swear? I don't know why you swear. Whatever reason why you swear, you swear. What's up with the sumchus and rabbanon? Where does sumchus and rabbanon, who have a fundamental mega machlekes, by the way, about whether we say a meitzim mechavei avraya by a sophic moment or we say a chleku, where did they come into a machlekes about whether you swear or not? Tadova pella otzum v'noyer. That means, I'll ask it now in a slightly different way. If you know why you swear, so tell me why you swear. If you don't know why you swear, what's the difference between the Rabbanon? And if you know why you swear, so I'll explain to you why the difference between the Rabbanon. We don't ever discuss such a topic that when you do Yachleiku, do you swear or not? The Rabbanon never discussed such a topic. That's kasha number one. Kasha number one's Geferlach. Continues the Gemara and says, I'm gonna explain everything soon. Zagim Abaita, Elamai, Rabbanon. Elamai is the Rabbanon! Our mission is the Rabbanon! Ha'ami ha'beitzim echaveh v'raya! So Rashi. All of v'raya be'edim v'iloi le'govi midi v'hachi cholkin v'shua. Oh, yo, you can faint in such a Rashi. What does Rashi say the Kashi is? Oh, you don't want it to shtim with Sumchus, you want it to shtim with the Rabbanon? Let the Rabbanon b'chlam, the whole mission doesn't make sense. Because like the Mishnah, let the Rabbanon, what should be the din in the Mishnah? What should be the din in the Mishnah? Nothing. How much of a chavel maraya? Look, go be midi. Yeah, I don't know. Aiden. Yeah, I said. So first of all, the Gemara didn't ask the kasha that you all thought he was asking. The Gemara started off and said that the shvur of the Mishnah is told in Tzumchus Rabbanan. So kasha number one I said is, where did the Gemara ever find that Tzumchus Rabbanan argued about the topic of shvur? They never argued about the topic of shvur anywhere, by the way. They argued about it with the Rabbi or Cholkit, that's it. B is, let's go back to it. Says the Gemara, you're saying it doesn't stem with Tzumchus. So who does it stem with? It stems with the Rabbanan. What's this? So the Gemara says it can't be the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan for sure can't be. Why not, by the way? Explains Rashi, what's the kasha? So Raya, says Rashi, Edim, it's a famous Rashi. All of Haraya, Be'edim. Raya means Edim. So for some reason, our mission, you're giving the guy with a shvua half, he needs to bring Edim. This is it, Abetze Bechav Raya. How could you go ahead and give the guy, what he called? How could you go take it away from him? What's the over here? This is it, Abetze Bechav Raya over here. What are you giving each guy half? He should have to bring Edim. So the Gemara, so I want to summarize the Gemara till there, by the way. The Gemara said that our Mishnah can't stim leit sumchus, it can't stim leit rabbanon. Watch, I'm repeating. It can't stim leit sumchus, why not? Because according to sumchus, you don't swear. I never found a machlekes, I never found that sumchus spoke about that topic. I never found that sumchus ever wanted to argue about that topic. The Gemara says that the Rabbanon! The whole din doesn't make sense. Look up immediately, you shouldn't get anything. Why? Because in our Mishnah, why are you getting Yachleku? You should have a way to make a way over Raya. Now I'm going to ask Kasha number two. Kasha number two is a bomb. Do you know, does Eilam Chab what just happened in this Gemara? What happened in this Gemara was that the Gemara asked a Kasha, why Shnaim Eilzen Betalas each guy gets half? We have a din of a way to make a vow of Raya. You're both holding on to, you shouldn't get anything. Like Kovi Midi. Does Oilum Chab the drama of what just happened over here? The Gemara in Bometzia, the Beis on the Beis, asked the Kasha, the Firashi, only the Firashi, that how can you go ahead and do Yachleku? How can you go ahead and do Yachleku with a Shvuah, without a Shvuah? Let's just stack up. How much to make a vow of Raya? Raya says Rashi, Be'edim. Look at that Rashi. Be'edim. You need Edim. You want to take away from somebody? What happens if we take it away? I want to take it away. Alright, how can you do Yachleku? So I'm worried about Kasha. This is the Kasha I'm going to ask. Why did this Kasha wait till Beis on the Beis to ask the Kasha? Where should the Gemara ask this Kasha? On the Mishnah, on the Gemara, the first Gemara. The Gemara should have said, hey, I want to do Raya. I'll explain what I'm saying. The Gemara asks it as a rebound to Simchus. What did the Gemara say? That's easy, I don't like a Simchus question. Hell, I'm either a Bono or half a Kasha. I said, what's it do with the rebound to Sumchus? This Gemara to Kishayla. What's it do with the rebound to Sumchus? After the Gemara said, Masisim to like Kisumchus. So the Gemara says, Elamai Rabbanon. I said, oh, I can't stim with Rabbanon like as an afterthought. The Gemara should ask the Kasha and the Bezim and Aleph. The Mishnah doesn't stim with the Yisrael. Or it's a Bechavel. Or I ask the Kasha and stole it back. The Gemara stole it back only as an afterthought. You told me Masisim to like Kisumchus. So the Gemara cynically said, oh, it's Rabbanon. It doesn't stim with Rabbanon either. That's the Kasha. What's that do with Sumchus and Rabbanon? You're talking about the most important kasha in this perek. Why do we do Shnei Meretz and Betalas Yachleku when you have a Meitzi Mechavei all of a Raya? You have a din of Legov Imidi, unless you have Eden finished. When the kasha appeared in the middle of an interchange about the Mishnah with Sumchus, and the Gemara says, no, it doesn't go with Rabbanon, not Shnei Meretz and Betalas also. Why are you asking the kasha in such an oifen of it doesn't stick with Rabbanon either? It's a kasha. We pass it back to Rabbanon. How about we have a Raya? The Mishnah, the base, doesn't get off the ground. But don't mind with Sheni. So I'm asking two kashas. First of all, the Gemara says that the Shvuah is totally in Sumchus and Rabbanon. We never found Sumchus and Rabbanon to argue about that. Second of all, the Gemara comes along and says, okay, if not Sumchus and Rabbanon, the Rabbanon and Bechal doesn't stim. The Rabbanon don't hold the Mishnah Bechal. The Rabbanon hold the Gav and Midi. The Rabbanon hold the Mechal of Araya. Okay, slowly. Everything Gemara, stage three. Everything Gemara, hi, my. And the Rabbanon have a Teretz. Iyam Abishlam Rabbanon Hosam Dele Tafsi Tavayu. On Rabbanon was a Gavel Raya. When only one guy is holding it, we say, Hamaitzi. Hosam Dele Tafsi, Pari Lobishma. Sakrashi. Hosam Dele Tafsi Tavayu, on Rabbanon. Hosam Dele Tafsi Tavayu, Pari Lobishma. Eli Yam Bitsunkas, Sak continues the Gemara. Umasam Dele Tafsi Tavayu, Hokam Lishma, Hokam Dele Tafsi Lakolshkain. My husband told the Tapsi Tavai on the Sumchus, Pagi Lishua, Hoka the Tapsi Tavai Lakolshkin. Says Rashi, critical Rashi, Tavayu Tapsi, Zak Rashi, look inside the Rashi, the Einkan Moitzi Mechaber, I'm not a Moitzi. I'm not a moitzi, so I don't have the din of avgum. Now look at the next Rashi. The next Rashi gives away the whole sugya. So Rashi b'shvua palgalei. So according to the Rabbanon, I understand why I need a shvua. Now here I'm going to ask my kasha again. Rabbanon shvua. What do the Rabbanon and Tzumchus have to do with shvua? I'm going to repeat myself again. We don't tell me to raya b'shvua palgalei. I'm going to ask my kasha again. What do the Rabbanon have to do with shvua? Why do you swear over here? Maybe it's a takana of the Rabbanon. Look in the Rashi here. B'shvua palgalei. I say, look at this Rashi inside. It's one of the most important Rashis in Bomitzia. Look, Rashi, B'shvua palgalei. I'm giving an introduction. What's Rashi coming to explain? Why couldn't the Rabbanon need a shvua? And I say, what's it do with the Rabbanon? I repeat my earlier question. The Rabbanon spoke about shvuas. The Rabbanon spoke about the Mitzvah of Rabbi. We say, Echlik, right? Look at this Rashi here. B'shvua palgalei, keeping the Mechusik of Vaino, since you're lacking collection, B'masha Chavero Tefis, the High Tefis B'kula, the High Tefis B'kula. Lekimlu Rabbanon Lahitzi Mamun Necheskos Soi B'chidi. Okay, now we know Hosan Rabbanon, the boy Raya, Tzvi Chashvua. Oi. This Rashi is a Nati Vuli. You know what Rashi says? Rashi says, you know why you swear according to Rabbanon? You know why you swear according to Rabbanon? Because according to the Rabbanon, there is a mini... According to the Rabbanon, there is a mini Hamoitzi Mechavei Raya in the Mishnah. Rashi is Mefarsh. Rashi says, why do you swear in our Mishnah? Because you're Mechusuk Ravayna. You're coming to take something from somebody. You're coming to take something from somebody. It's bad time, you should need Adam. Why did you need Adam over here? Because you're not a moitzi. You're not a moitzi, but you're a mechusser govaina. You don't hear that? You're not a moitzi, but you're a mechusser govaina. I'm coming back in 1 second. I'm just stepping out. Which doesn't appear anywhere else in Shas. Rashi over here says that the reason why you swear in our Mishnah is because what I call the Hefa Hamoitzi Mechavel Varayev. What's called the Hefa Hamoitzi Mechavel Varayev? Hamoitzi Mechavel Varayev means Eden. To go ask you to get Eden, I can't. Why not? Because you're Tavaratasi. You're not a Moitzi, says Rashi. It's a Cheney to go get you off the hook without anything, I can't. Why not? Because you're a Mechusuk Gavaina. You're taking something that you don't have. Mela says, Rashi, that there's a compromise over here, sure. And I say, I don't feel well, so I'm going to sit down and rest, okay? I'm okay, but all right.